G'day and welcome to Partakers Think Spot at the start of a new week on January the 16th, 2012. Once again, we have Jim and Joy sharing with us. Over to you, Jim.
Last Monday, we looked at John the Apostle on the island of Patmos and how, although hindered in his preaching, God allowed him to be placed there by his enemies for another purpose. And that was to receive the revelation from God of the end times, which would be recorded permanently in Scripture for the world to see for all time. Note, his ministry was amazingly extended through prohibition. So today, I want to remind you of another great Christian who was put in prison for preaching the gospel in the open air. And overnight, behind bars in prison, received a revelation by way of a dream, which was then transferred to a book, which has become a bestseller next to the Bible worldwide. His name is quite well known. John Bunyan, formerly a tinker by trade from Bedford, as well as being the author of Pilgrim's Progress. Pilgrim's Progress is a fantastic book to accompany the Bible on your bookshelf at home. With amazing dexterity, John paints word picture after picture of the Christian life, from the seeker to the finder, to the sharer of his faith, to the persecuted for his faith. It is full of the adventures of a man who begins his journey, leaving his home and family with a heavy load on his back, representing sin, and his deep longing to be rid of it. In his hands he has the book. He comes to Evangelist, who points to the house of the interpreter, the Holy Spirit, who shows him the way to the cross, where he finds a bottomless pit in front of it, where when Pilgrim looks to the cross, his heavy load disappears down the hole, gone forever. Then the journey really begins, with all kinds of people to be met on the road to both death and glory. Some of those people are planted by God and some by Satan. Now his name is changed from Pilgrim to Christian, for he is transformed. This book is still a bestseller today, and multitudes have been helped by this incredible dream translated to paper so we can read it and benefit it from for ourselves. John Bunyan's ministry also was amazingly extended by prohibition. The point I'm making again this week is that if you're a Christian and your path to Christian service has been hindered, or you are being pushed aside for another to take your place, or maybe because of your age, do not think your ministry is finished. Again, if Satan isn't opposing your ministry, then you possibly are not where you are meant to be. Sometimes what appears to be a blocking of your path or something evil happening in your life may well turn out to be an amazing step forward for you into another more meaningful and fruitful ministry. Remember, God is sovereign over all. We should never forget that. Satan does have power, but God's power is way over the top of Satan's, and even uses Satan's actions to eventually further his own glory. He alone is God Almighty. So, with me, keep your eyes fixed upon the Lord. He will never, no, never be thwarted by our enemies.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, how important it is that we keep our eyes upon you as fiery temptations cause us to doubt, and even painful trials try to keep our eyes earthbound and not heavenbound. Show us afresh your readiness to help us in every situation, and that victory is a certainty with you, but not always immediate. Help us to be patient and to believe in our hearts if we do not see with our physical eyes the answers to our prayers. You are on the throne of heaven, and all things are seen by you. and everything is known to you, and your glory you will not give to another. We are in a daily battle and conflict, but please assure us of the victory as we keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, as it will be when we arrive in heaven by your wonderful grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Think Spot. See you again real soon.